Content Americas instead of NAPI Miami. What's changed? What's improved? By Sarah Alessi. There's a new TV trade market in town, Content Americas. It's the new kid on the block, the downtown Miami block, that is. Content Americas hopes to replace the dearly departed NAPI Miami, a market that was traditionally held in January, and the new event will focus on the LATAM, domestic U.S., and international television content business. Now, we can't quite call Content Americas a phoenix, even though it is rising from the ashes of NAPI Miami. The jury is still out, but it's possible that the verdict will be delivered after the current first edition of the three-day event closes down on Thursday, January 26. Just like NAPI Miami always was, Content Americas will be the first TV market of the year, but it isn't just trying to replicate NAPI Miami. Content Americas is also trying to be like Meep Cancun, the most recent edition of which was held in November 2022. In recent years, Meep Cancun had become NAPTI's main competitor for the LATAM contingent, and Content Americas is looking to lure in that same audience. The name Americas implies that international companies that hail from only North, Central, and South America will be present. But some participants have reportedly said that they hope the U.S. domestic TV stations will forge some sort of presence, even though the chances are slim. Looming in the distance is the ghost of NAPI Miami, which could haunt Content Americas, especially since Canadian publisher Brunico announced the acquisition, upon the approval of U.S. courts, of NAPI's assets, which are under the protection of Chapter 11. These assets include brands such as NAPI Global and NAPI Budapest, two of NAPI's signature TV trade shows. However, while Brunico has confirmed the dates for NAPI Budapest, June 26-28, 2023, it has not yet revealed those of NAPI Global or its location. Miguel Garcia Sanchez, the Miami-based sales director of Spain's Atresmedia Television, is excited to participate and check out how the organizer, UK publisher C21, will organize a big event like this. He acknowledges that this is a daunting task due to the fame of NAPI Miami and all the difficulties of planning a market in a big city like Miami, adding, "The organizers made a great strategy with two key decisions. One was the decision to hire many people with experience organizing events in the U.S., some of them from NAPI, and the other was the invitation to many buyers and key commissioners that pull sellers like us to participate in Content Americas instead of DSCOP. It was the game-changer decision to win the battle. This will be the first edition of Content Americas, and we're happy to be part of such an event, which gathers relevant players in the area," said Isadora Filpi, sales manager for Brazil's Globo International Distribution. "Each event has its own particularities, but it's always a positive experience to meet with our partners and friends in the market, building relationships and presenting our content." Filpi believes that as the first event of 2023, Content Americas will measure the trends of the industry. Globo plans to highlight the telenovela genre, which she notes has huge potential for engagement. That's not all. The company has a diverse docket that also includes series, documentaries, and children's titles. "We want to catch the market's interest with our productions and take our stories to more screens every day. For this reason, we're counting on the event to be the first opportunity of 2023 to meet the market in person and work on our proposals." On Wednesday, January 25th, during Content Americas, Telemundo Global Studios will present its content offerings for 2023 with its first in-person screening, accompanied by a cocktail party, since NAPI Miami 2020. At the event, which will be led by EVP of Production and Development Karen Barroeta, Telemundo Global Studios will screen the newest season of El Señor de los Cielos, in addition to upcoming titles for Telemundo US. Atresmedia's Garcia Sanchez added, "I hope that C21 will organize parties and cocktails. Those events create an incentive to join Content Americas next year. Content Americas 2023 should be an unforgettable event if they want to occupy the space that NatP left and avoid Brunico becoming a new important competitor for the 2024 edition. By Sarah Alisi.